Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's catch up with Andrew G. He is the Federal Member for Clare. Andrew, good morning to you.
Good morning, Neil. Good morning, everyone. Great to be back on Triple M.
And once again, of course, the election last week. Congratulations on that tremendous result. 3.5% swing your way speaks volumes about what the people of this electorate think of you, sir.
Well, I'm very grateful for all of the support, Neil, that I got right across the region. And I just wanted to thank everyone for that support, but also all of our volunteers and helpers who worked so hard and stood out in the cold during pre-poll. I just wanted to thank everyone for their support and everyone who helped our campaign and everyone who supported us. I really appreciate it. And I'm really looking forward to knuckling down and getting on with working for the electorate for the next 3 years.
All right. Look, then there's no doubt that the nation is facing some challenges now. The Prime Minister and his Foreign Minister, they're already trying to mend relationships with China, who are trying to flex their influence in the South Pacific. It's going to be a tough time ahead. I mean, that's just one of the many challenges.
There are lots of challenges, inflation, all sorts of things. And yes, that China issue is a huge one for us. China is trying to expand its influence across the Pacific. We've just had that whole issue about the base in the Solomons. And I don't think it's something that we should be rushing back into. And I think the easy thing to do would be for the new government to say, oh, it's all the old government's fault and, you know, we're mates again. But this is a much deeper issue. And I don't think we need to rush back into being besties all of a sudden, because COVID really exposed how vulnerable our supply chains are and how reliant we are on one single trading partner. And, you know, there's economic coercion that can flow from that. And we saw in the list of 14 demands that China made during the last term of government, where they wanted to muzzle the freedom of the press and the freedom of MPs to speak out. And we are very reliant on them and dependent on them. So we've got to keep diversifying our trading base. So I think let's not rush back into that. Let's keep diversifying our trading base. But there is one partner I think we do need to mend some fences with, and we need to do it sooner rather than later, and that's the French. They're good friends and they're good allies, and that is something that should have happened before the last election but didn't. And I think that mending those relations with France has got to be a real priority. And I've just recently found out that Private Thomas Cohen, who was from Stuarttown, has finally had his grave marked in France. And he was, you'll recall that last year, his resting place was finally identified in France. He was a World War One soldier. He was killed in action just 2 months before World War One ended. And his resting place remained a mystery until more than a century after his death. But it has been located in the British Cemetery in France. And the French ambassador came up for the commemoration when he was discovered. And I think we've got such a long history with France that we need to get that relationship back on track, and we need to be good friends again and good allies.
Of course, it was the whole submarine saga that severed those good relationships.
Yeah, it was. And that is something I think that needs to be rectified. And the French have always been looking for something to happen in terms of getting that relationship back on track, because they wanted to. And it didn't happen. And I went to the French embassy and spoke to the French ambassador, and they really wanted to make it happen. But these decisions were not decisions that I got to make. But I think that needs to be a real priority.
Okay. Look, you're now in opposition. Projects that were earmarked, like Dixon's Long Point, what is the future looking like for that now?
Well, Dixon's Long Point is an interesting one. The money for Dixon's Long Point has been released to Midwestern Regional Council. So the balance of the money has gone out.
Right.
But the last $5 million that we committed to pave the roads on either side, so there was two components. Stage one was the bridge and about 3K's worth of approaches of sealing. And then stage two was the continuation of the ceiling, basically towards Mudgee and towards Orange. So the $5 million for stage two was an election commitment. The stage one money, my understanding was that it went, it's already gone to Midwestern Council. Now, the issue will be, and that project is now out to tender, the issue will be whether more money is required. And we're going to have a conversation, if it is required, with the new federal government about that. Otherwise, we may have to reduce the scope of the project if no more money is incoming. So it's going to be an interesting one. But that project is still on foot. But I guess the disadvantage of not being in government is you just can't keep going back and saying, yeah, we need more money, we need more money, we need more money. So Midwestern Regional Council has that money. It's already locked in. The question is, if we need more, can we get it? And if we can't get any more, where we go to from there. But okay, that's going to be a work in progress, and that's something that I have to do with the new government, and something I am willing to do. But for the moment, that project is still alive, and the tender process is due to be completed in early June. So we're not giving up on that one, and we're just going to have to see where it goes. So stage one should be okay.
Okay. Federal Member for Clare's Andrew Gees with me this morning. Thank you for your time once again, mate. Have a good day, and we'll catch you soon.
Thanks for having me on the show, Neil.